beautiful love.
Praise the Lord, church. So great to be here today in the house of the Lord. Such a sweet spirit in this place. I want to welcome you all back from camp. Many of you have been up at camp for the week, and welcome home. And had a great camp, but it's also awesome to be here in the house of the Lord today. And what an awesome treat we have having Brother Morton Bustard here today with us. So we're excited about this. If you're a guest of ours today, welcome to Calvary Gospel Church. So glad you are here. Brother Bustard is going to teach our morning Bible study class this morning, our adult Bible class. So he's going to be coming here in a few minutes. And we're excited about that. And then also he's going to be preaching in our second service today. So with that, let's all stand and welcome Brother Morton Bustard. God bless you, Brother Bustard.
Let's give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Great to be back in Madison, Wisconsin. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The tie will come out in the second service. The tie's a little shy this morning, but we'll make sure that is in place. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Hallelujah. Men, you're looking handsome. Women, you're looking beautiful. Place is pristine as usual. And my wife sends her greetings. Since I was with you last year, we have an addition. Jack Weston Terrell was born in Hurricane Laura. So we have two. George and Jack. Amen. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Underscoring the last part of that verse, do justice, do justly, do justice, and love mercy. So would you say my title with me? Preposterous. You may be seated. You know, you have to get things in the right order. If you break divine order, you're going to deal with consequences. For example, Paul was writing to the church at Corinth and talking about when we come together having prophecies and words of encouragement, edification, psalms, and so forth. He talked about let it be by two, by three at the most, and so forth and so on. And the Bible also refers to everything being confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses, which is the reason why I say, if anyone gives you a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, or a sure word of prophecy, that should be confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And if it's not, you're not required to let that be a burden to you. God knows how to back it up. And there's a whole study on that. If you pull the thread in Genesis, certain things go all the way through to Revelation. The blood is one of those topics. And so, preposterous. Kind of a unique title for this Sunday morning. Then again, 2020 was a unique year. But you're here. Thank God for grace. So an early entry of preposterous is mentioned by Cicero. And he came along about 106 BC to 43 BC, and he did this little deal on preposterous, but he used kind of a cartoon character to define it, or cartoon image, and it showed a horse in front of the cart. And therefore, you have preposterous, pre-post. You get the cart ahead of the horse, you know, and the cart messed up. It's just not going to work. And so the writer here said, do justice, but love mercy. I think some people have the cart ahead of the horse. What they do and what they teach is preposterous. Because they love justice and do mercy. That's the reason why even in our legal framework, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. Very important that we get things in the rightful order. I don't want to love justice and then just do mercy. God is love. He's rich in mercy. He's not willing that any should perish. And if I, as a minister of the gospel, don't get that in order, I can cry all day till the cows come home wondering how come people aren't listening to me and so forth and so on. It's just simply because what I'm doing is preposterous. And it also has everything to do with the fivefold ministry and the nine gifts of the Spirit, because God is a God of balance. We have nine beatitudes, nine fruit of the Spirit, nine gifts of the Spirit. I'm glad that there is this great desire and yearning to be used of God in the gifts of the Spirit. It wasn't always that way. And Bishop John Grant, I welcome you today, my dear brother. God bless. Let's give our bishop a big hand clap. And the man who stands on his shoulders, Pastor Roy Grant, let's give him a big hand clap. I remember, and Brother Grant will have more vivid memories than I, when we didn't embrace the fivefold ministry and the nine gifts of the Spirit like we should. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that back in the mid-80s, when I first came down south from Canada, even though there are still some who think that I have three heads and three eyes and they hold me at arm's length, that's fine. I held on to the gifting of God upon my life, and T.W. Barnes embraced me. T.F. Tenney embraced me. And because I was flanked by these icons and the synergy of me connecting to their mantles and their anointings, and we, the three of us, ministered together several times, that helped break a lot of things open. So we've come a long way. So I'm glad that you desire to be used of God in the nine gifts of the Spirit, but remember, the nine gifts of the Spirit, they demonstrate the power of God. The nine fruit of the Spirit demonstrate the personality of God. And before you rush into wanting to operate in the nine gifts of the Spirit, make sure that what you're doing is not preposterous. And then you rush in and you begin to operate in the nine gifts of the Spirit, but you don't have the nine fruit of the Spirit. Because the same fire that can cook your food can burn your house down. And abuse and misuse of prophetic words and utterances and revelation gifts can do more damage than good. And you heard me say this before. That's why Paul the Apostle in Galatians chapter 5 gave us the list of the nine fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So faith is in Galatians 5 as a fruit. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, faith is listed among the gifts of the Spirit. It's one of the power gifts. Gifts of healing, working of miracles, and the gift of faith, which is the faith of God. But Paul made a distinction with the difference, and it's necessary that he did. So what is the difference with faith as a fruit and faith as a gift? Well, in a nutshell, it's good to be full of faith, but it's better to be faithful. But you can have both of them. But you better have both of them. Because if you're full of faith and you're not faithful, your ministry is not going to have longevity. You're going to be a flash in the pan. You'll make a noise. But your lack of temperance and compassion, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, is going to cause you to have a very limited lifespan in your anointing. Mother Teresa one time said, "We are more called to be faithful than successful." It's important for me that I'm faithful. It's important that I'm full of faith. But I have to have the cart behind the horse. I have to do things in their proper order. And therefore, I have always placed my ministry under a ministry. I strongly believe that I have deposited in me by God Almighty the true seed and the pure seed of the prophetic. It's not something that is that was an experiment in a lab in a petri dish where they cross-pollinated all of these different types of prophetic DNA genes and so forth, and they welded this on and came out with kind of like Corona COVID-19, you know? They kind of come out with Gifts of the Spirit 2.5 or whatever. No, I want the original. And that's why discipleship can be summed up in just a few words. Educate how to emulate. Would you say that? Educate how to emulate Jesus. Because he was the one who was moved with compassion. Everything he did was rooted in compassion. And that's why I don't have a microphone anointing. I don't have a platform and a pulpit anointing. The anointing upon my life works good and as good in a gym, in an airport, on an airplane. I've witnessed it work on golf courses, fishing piers, fishing boats, you name it. Because I want to be full of faith, but I want to be faithful. I want to make sure that my motive is correct. Amen? And that's how we can have a church that operates as a New Testament church. That's how Calvary Gospel Church can be that five-fold ministry, 9 gifts of the Spirit, and become a regional church, a revival center that will influence this whole area, even the United States and different parts of the world, because of the fact that you have things in the proper order. I've witnessed some preposterous preachers and prophets. If you ever turned the gift of God upon you to bless you, freely you've received, freely you give. That's the reason why for nearly 40 years I've been a minister of the gospel, and for around 37, 38 years it's been nonstop evangelizing. Getting back to what I said, I've always made myself accountable and I've always placed my ministry under a ministry. T.F. Tenney was an apostle to me, I was a prophet to him. Anthony Mangan is my pastor. We talk. And then the Lord has placed around me a multitude of counsel. But if God, out of his graciousness and kindness, puts a multitude of counsel around you, but you don't listen to what their, you know, bringing to the table, it's kind of a waste of the effort of God to put them around you. Every driver has a blind spot. Tiger Woods has a coach. Even if you're the best, which that's not referring to me at all, even if you're the best at your vocation, your profession, you still need to have input. Revival meetings are very, very important. Having revival is very important. But the structure that goes into that to make sure that place, that everything is in its proper order, that's the reason why the Bible teaching that goes on here is more important than what I do when I come in July. You know, around that mid part of the month of July, I know that we like the really cool stuff, the gifts of the Spirit and everything, but it's so important that everything is in place before that happens. Which is the reason why all these years, I, being one of many who operates in this flow, have been coming here, and you still maintain balance. And I'm going to wrap things up real quickly. Don't make the mistake of looking at those who seem to be so far ahead of you in life's race, and think their trajectory, the altitude that they've attained, is so much more and higher than mine. Don't do that. Promotion doesn't come from the left or the right. The Lord sets up and He takes down. Amen. My cadence, my pace has been slow. But I have a goal. And that is winning Christ. I'm in this to win Christ. I'm in this to hear Him say, "Well done." Amen. Enduring to the end. You don't have to be the fastest, the swiftest. You don't have to be the strongest. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Amen? So, in a world of Doge, Bitcoin, if you would have invested $50,000 in 2008 in Bitcoin when it tapped out, well, not tapped out, but when it did reach that high number of $64,000 per coin, you could have divested and probably been worth about $3.5 or $4 billion from a $50,000 investment. No, I didn't do it. Didn't put a penny. I don't have a fraction of Bitcoin. A friend of mine does. He has a few, quite a few actually. Bought it way back in the day. But in a world that, even today, I was just talking to a close friend of mine who built a home during COVID, and he's in another state. He's a businessman. He put $1.2 million into that home. It's turning out quite good for him. It's now valued at $2.7 million. $1.5 million increase in 1 year. Those are just big numbers. And if you're not careful, you can get so wrapped up in that it will affect you spiritually. Because anything we need, we can Google it. If I get, like a friend of mine gave me a big green egg, I didn't want to go and print off a manual. I went on YouTube. How to light big green egg. There it is. Yeah, we got an air fryer here a few months ago. There are a few things it does amazingly. Warming up a pizza, chicken wings. Oh yeah, yeah. You will throw rocks at the other places. And salmon. I mean, it's slamming salmon. It's just slamming salmon. You know, I just YouTubed everything. There you go. Except our model, I don't know what's happening. Maybe I'm putting too much, you know, avocado oil spraying on. I don't know. But the inside, we continue to clean it, but there's a residue that's developing. You may not have that happening in yours because Pastor Roy doesn't. So maybe instead of YouTube, I'm going to have to go to Pastor Roy's fine men's clothing and steakhouse. Because I've been a recipient of both of those topics at his place. And have him and Sister Lois explain to me, okay, how to do this. And I'll have to FaceTime Marilyn and say, Marilyn, watch up right here because this is how you do it. But everything is there. But we be, maybe that kind of breeds contempt and impatience when it comes to waiting upon God. And letting him chart our path, order our steps, and the growth process that he has for us. But I'm so glad that I've learned from the best. I'm so glad that the men and women who sowed into my life, I've learned from the best. I'm not an original. I am a composite. I'm a potpourri. I'm a mosaic. There are so many threads that run through this mantle. And I watched these people. I watched them just get their cadence, maintain their pace for the race. And you will never know some of them. Because they never spoke at a national conference or a national meeting ever. But they were men and women of God. And they had things in divine order. And I want you to have things in divine order. Amen? Amen. Can we give them a hand clap? Several years ago, Rick Warren, Purpose Driven Life, Saddleback Church, Rick Warren made a statement that a fast-growing church is not a healthy church. Now, he may have said, not always a healthy church, but I'm almost sure he said, not a healthy church. What's he saying? Because you have to be able to absorb. So God has great things in store for Calvary Gospel Church. The best days are not behind you. They're in front of you. COVID's not going to stop you. People are going to keep coming back until the building is comfortably filled again and your preaching points around the city, they're going to be lit up in Jesus' name and you'll have even more. But in the meantime, I want to make sure that I'm learning from this. I'm learning from this. I don't want to be that one who will say, I can't do anything. I bought the farm, and now I'm about to buy the farm because it's killing me. Because I have all the equipment, but I don't know what's wrong with that horse. That horse, that is the most stupid horse. That's dumber. That horse is dumber than a mule. No, it's not. There's not a thing wrong with that horse. Only problem is, you should have paid attention. You should have put the cart behind it. Maybe there's something in your life that could work a lot better. Maybe there is room for improvement in areas of your life because I know there are mine. And I miss those elders all the way back to my brother in Canada, William. When I was in my mid-teens, he just kind of was that one who said, you know, Mort, you need to get that cart behind the horse. It's just like a while ago someone was trying to use one of those Alaska sawmills. How many of you know what an Alaska sawmill is? Chainsaw. Yeah, you know, with the guide. Only he had a much bigger version. So it wasn't quite like the Alaskan, but it was one of the portable sawmills. And the son had to replace the belt, so he put the blade back on, except he put the blade on the wrong way. Yeah. It's just kind of like the man who used the bucksaw all those years. Finally, he broke down and went to the hardware store and he bought himself a new chainsaw. And after 1 week, he came in. He said, I'd like to have my money back. He said, I did better with the bucksaw. He said, you did? He said, yeah. He said, I could average 4 cord a day with that old bucksaw. I can't even get 1 cord with this. The guy said, let me have my mechanic look at it. He looked at it, put gas in it, cranked it up, revved it up, and he the woodsman said, What's that noise? Gifts of the Spirit work a lot better when they're in order. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Is it all right if I bring Pastor Roy Grant back? Is that all right? A little more goes a long way. And I'll have to make sure I get that tie just right. But that's not because Pastor Roy or Bishop John Grant are making me wear the tie. I don't know exactly where Bishop stands, but I know where that cat stands on. I'm joking. But I do. I have a tie in waiting. Can we stand all over the house? Would you just kind of just raise your hands up and just let me speak a prayer over us. Not over you, but us. Lord Jesus, we're learning, we're growing, we're maturing. And we want to make sure that our end is greater than our beginning. Brother Tenney used to say, you will remember for your exit more than your entrance. Lord, I want to make sure that I finish well and finish strong. So I pray that in every area of my life, I will not get ahead of my ski tips. That I will, in my patience, possess my soul. I will wait upon God and wait upon my ministry, Jesus. And I pray that anything that is out of order, even if it's in my finances or whatever, even if it's in how I treat others versus how I treat my wife, if I can be kind to you, I ought to be super kind to her. Father, I want to make sure that everything is in order and nothing I'm doing is preposterous. I want it to be perfect in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a hand clap.
Praise the Lord again, church. That's awesome. You say, well, what are you going to add to that? Well, not really anything. But Brother Morton doesn't know that we are on a series called Teachability. How many of you are enjoying that series? I don't want to be braggadocious or anything on the topic, but being teachable. And our lesson on Wednesday night is going to flow right into being teachable, and it's going to be on how well do we listen. Because we can have someone like Brother Buster come and teach and do a phenomenal job teaching. And we go away and we think, wow, that was great teaching. But it's only as good as we're willing to listen.